Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 11th of September. Did last night's US presidential debate have market consequences? The two ways markets care are whether the probabilities around the outcomes of the various US elections have changed and whether there were more details on policy proposals from either candidate. On the first point, betting markets and the media consensus seem to suggest that US Vice President Harris performed better than former US President Trump in the debate. That may impact markets somewhat, although winning a debate does not equate to winning the presidential electoral college. It might shift perceptions about which party controls the House of Representatives. Gerrymandering means that control of the House does not necessarily equate to the popular vote in an election, but it is more aligned. On policy, there was not much to excite investors. This was a debate to inspire social media memes more than in-depth policy analysis. Market attention now shifts to a topic that came up in the debate, namely the cost of living. Here, it is worth stressing again the difference between perceptions and reality. Voters think in terms of price levels, and they focus on the price of high-frequency purchases. Economists think in terms of price changes and a balanced basket of a large number of goods and services. There are two issues for investors to focus on today. The first is whether the decline in inflation is enough to get the US Federal Reserve to cut 0.5% rather than 0.25% at its meeting next week. That seems relatively unlikely. The Fed is chasing inflation lower, and it is definitely late in doing so. That, however, suggests a rate cut every meeting for the rest of this year, more than a larger initial rate cut, which might suggest panic. The second issue for investors is whether any decline in inflation will boost consumer spending. Here we need to delve into the details of the numbers. To the extent that inflation is being pulled down by a lower reading on the fictitious owner's equivalent rent measure, there will be absolutely zero impact on consumer spending power. Middle-income homeowners had more spending power than consumer price inflation suggested earlier this year because no one pays owner's equivalent rent. The decline in consumer price inflation that is now due to a lower owner's equivalent rent is simply bringing fantasy into line with the existing reality. As ever, there are special prices to focus on, used cars and airfares, for instance, which also do not necessarily affect people's day-to-day spending, but these are not entirely fictitious prices. From the UK, we have had the monthly GDP data for July, along with industrial and manufacturing production figures. The data was somewhat weaker than expected, but these numbers are volatile and not especially significant for policymakers, and so markets are not likely to react to them too much. The structural changes of the UK economy are arguably more aggressive than has been the case in Europe or the United States in recent quarters. And that does certainly raise questions about how much of the UK economy an old-fashioned concept like GDP can actually capture. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.